This way, he said, touching the door release on the command stick. We'll go find Director Ulyar. He stepped outside and came to an abrupt halt. At the back of the turbolift lobby, as he'd prearranged, three of his peacekeepers were standing ready. Standing in a silent group beside them were Director Ulyar and the two survivor members of the Managing Council. Beside Ulyar, her auburn hair glinting in the corridor's light, was Instructor Rosemary Tabori, Presser's sister and Evelyn's mother. And that part, Presser had most certainly not prearranged. Director Ulyar, he said in greeting as he crossed the lobby toward the group. Counselor Tarkosa? Counselor Keeley, he added, nodding to each of the other two old men in turn. What brings you here?
Don't act the innocent, Guardian, Ulyar advised. It doesn't suit you. So, these are our visitors, are they?
These are some of them, Presser said. This is hardly the place for a historic diplomatic meeting, you know. He looked significantly at the two counselors, or the correct attendance for one either.
The entire council will be summoned in due course, Ulyar said.
This is a major event with a major decision attached to it, Presser insisted. The charter specifically requires that the entire managing council, survivor and colonist members be present.
And they will be, Ulyar promised.
Until then, I dare say Instructor Tabori can act as observer for the colonists. But
which ones are the Jedi?
Keeley cut in.
None of those here, Presser told him.
The Jedi are still being held in one of the turbolift cars.
No one here is a Jedi, you say? Ulyar said. Not even.
Why, look, Instructor Tabori. There's your daughter. Imagine that.
Evelyn was just emerging from the car behind the last of the Jeroons, the calmness in her face in sharp contrast to the tension in her mother's.
She was assisting me, Presser said.
Was she really?
Ulyar said, as if it were a surprise to him.
Hello there, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm fine, Director Ulyar, Evelyn said, with a seriousness that looked strangely out of place on someone so young. You don't have to worry about me. Uncle Jorad did everything just right. I wasn't in any danger.
I'm sure you weren't, Ulyar said, eyeing Presser again. Just as you weren't in any danger 2 years ago, Back when Javriel went crazy and tried to take the entire nursery hostage? You were helpful to your uncle then, too, if I remember correctly.
You do, Presser confirmed, feeling sweat starting to gather beneath his collar.
So Ulyar had noticed Evelyn's abilities, too. He should have known the old survivor would catch on. And of all the possible times for him to decide to make an issue of it.
Indeed, Ulyar said. You have a strange way of returning your niece's affection, Guardian.
I needed her help today, Presser said. The same help I needed from her back then. To act as decoy. It wasn't a job any of my peacekeepers could handle.
But your own niece? Ulyar persisted. Why not pick someone else?
Or, he said smoothly, does she have special qualifications or talents that make her suited for such tasks?
My daughter has many special talents, Director, Rosemary put in, her arm wrapped protectively around her daughter's shoulders.
A decoy shouldn't have been necessary, Ulyar insisted.
Guardian Presser has assured us over and over that between the various traps and the droid surveillance, 4 is perfectly secure.
Oh, so now you want to set off explosives and wreck it completely? Rosemary asked scornfully.
After all the time and effort my father and the others poured into putting it back together?
She drew herself up to her full 1.58 meter height.
Or don't you mean it when you say you want to take us out of here someday? She demanded. Are you so comfortable in your private little kingdom that you want to keep us all here?
Silence, woman, Tarkosa rumbled.
Yes, be silent, Ulyar seconded gruffly. I didn't bring you here to listen to you make excuses for your brother.
Then you apparently don't know her very well, Presser told him.
Meanwhile, our guests are waiting.
Ulyar's lips pressed briefly together as his eyes flicked over Presser's shoulder.
Very well. Introduce us.
Certainly, Presser said, half turning and waving the others forward. Walking at the head of the group, Jinsler stepped to Presser's side and stopped expectantly.
May I present the representative of the New Republic, Presser said.
Ambassador Dean Jinsler.
Ambassador, I'm Chaz Ulyar, current director of the outbound flight colony.
These are Counselors Tarkosa and Keeley, two of the original survivors of the devastation.
Honored, Director,
Gindler said, bowing from the waist like a diplomat from some old holodrama.
We're pleased to find you alive.
Yes,
Ulyar said, a little too dryly.
I'm sure you are.
This is Aristocra Formby of the Chiss Ascendancy, Presser went on, and First Steward Bersh of the Jerun Remnant, along with their assistants.
Such a varied group,
Ulyar commented, as he exchanged nods with Formby and Bersh.
I understand you brought two Jedi along with you as well.
Yes, Gindler said. Guardian Presser informs us they're still being held along with the others.
Others?
Ulyar asked, looking questioningly at Presser.
Five others, in a separate car,
Presser confirmed. Representatives of a government calling itself the Empire of the Hand.
Empire of the Hand,
Ulyar repeated, as if to himself.
Interesting. The managing council chamber is located a short distance back this way, if you'll follow me.
With a disconcerting thump, the turbolift car began moving.
Steady,
Fel warned, putting a hand on the vibrating wall for balance and watching closely as Watchman and Grappler adjusted the power splitters they'd cobbled together.
Take it real easy. We're not in any particular hurry.
We're keeping it slow,
Watchman assured him.
It's running real smooth.
Good, Fel said.
You still want us to head for the storage core?
Grappler asked. If you can manage it, yes, Fel said. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Cloud's head twitch.
Commander, did you get that?
Get what?
My comlink just chirped,
Cloud said.
Mine too,
Shadow confirmed.
Sounded like someone sending a message burst.
Fel frowned. Could you get any kind of fix on it, either direction or distance?
Negative,
Cloud said.
My gear wasn't rigged for that.
Well, rig it now, Fel ordered, looking around. And let's risk a little more speed, he added. If Presser's talking to his friends, I want us out of here as soon as possible.